Well, good morning, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I am on the porch of my cabin, and I think you're going to hear this redbird chirping up in the tree. There's a jaybird that's been interrupting my morning listening to Western Swing and other things and my morning coffee, but that's sounds of nature, which is really, honestly, pretty cool. Hope everyone's doing well today and enjoying Western Swing and other things like I am. I tell you, each week, that's the way I start my weekend off, my Saturday mornings, and that truly is the way I do it. I do get out on my porch here, and it's a little bit warmer. I don't need the campfire right now, but I've got this little cabin out in the woods behind the house, and kind of my, some people call it a man cave. I just call it a cabin, but you'd think you was out in the woods deep back in the backcountry somewhere, but honestly, I'm not that far from civilization, to be frank with you. You know, I went on a turkey hunt last week. And I'm an old outdoor writer. I know a lot of you know that. I write for a bunch of, I do a column that runs in a bunch of newspapers each week. And also, I'm hunting editor for one outdoor magazine, and I freelance for a bunch of them, probably five or six different magazines. But a lot of your accounts of turkey hunting start with a vivid, detailed description of how the outdoor writer killed the big gobbler. Something like, the decoy was set 30 yards out, and I was concealed in the brush, camouflaged head to toe, making the plaintive hen yelps on the box call. Trust me, I know how they're written because I've written scores of them like that. Well, the turkey hunt that I wrote about in my newspaper column this past week did not happen that way at all. I was up at one of my favorite ranches, Ranger Creek. Now, Ranger Creek Ranch is located in the Cedar Breaks. To the best of my knowledge, it's at the head of the Cedar Breaks. To be frank with you, I think I killed a turkey within 100 yards of where the Cedar Breaks began, or at least this stretch of Cedar Breaks up in Knox County, south of Wichita Falls, 80 miles near Seymour, west of Seymour a little bit. That might help pinpoint it for folks, but I've hunted a lot up at Ranger Creek Ranch and killed a lot of game up there. It's an awesome place to hunt. But the wind on this hunt was steady, 30, 35 miles an hour. It was brutal. And there was gust, I'll swear, that was more than that. My buddy Jeff Rice was with me. Jeff hasn't hunted turkey a whole lot. He's killed some with a rifle when he's deer hunting, but never spring turkey hunting, you know. Well, this was anything but textbook hunting. I actually killed a Jake. I love to eat wild turkey. It's my favorite of all game and bird, fowl, you know, wild meat. But it didn't happen anyway like textbook. I did have a decoy out, and I was calling and, you know, using a box call and had that decoy. It was actually looked more like a weather vane. It was the wind. The wind was so high. But there was five Jakes actually come through the mesquite trees, and I'd happened to spot them out of the corner of my eye. They were not coming to the call. They weren't coming to the decoy. They were just traveling up. I was hunting up on the high country on the edge of the Cedar Breaks, and actually they were heading down into seeking shelter from that strong wind is what they were doing. I know that, but I was using some Hornaday heavy magnum loads. And these things, I killed a big gobbler last year at 62 yards with them, which he wasn't going to close any closer, but was able to get a Jake turkey, a year old gobbler, which I was very happy with. We had some fajitas around the camp house there. Just a wonderful time. And I think that's what I'd like to impart on everybody. You know, a turkey hunt, spring turkey hunt, doesn't have to result in 11-inch beard that's dragging the ground. Just getting out there in the spring woods. We did hear some turkeys gobble. They just, that wind had them all, you know, holed up down in the canyons. They just weren't moving. A day or two later would have been a whole different story. Folks, let's get back to some Western Swing and other things. Make sure and tune in next week. We're going to have some more fun. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.